All right. This is Paul Proteus with another episode of Keep It 100 and the ongoing series, Why You Don't Have a Man. And in this episode, we're going to talk about your damn dog. Now, of all the dogs that will prevent you from getting a man, the one that will keep motherfuckers at bay, it's this one. It's that motherfucking dressed up, carried around in a bag, its paws never touch the fucking ground dog. Because we know that dog is the surrogate child. And we can tell because of the way you treat the dog. Now, first of all, you don't give the dog a dog name, all right? You give the dog the kind of name that if somebody heard you talking about what you did with the dog, they might think you were talking about a real person, right? So when they overhear you say, oh, well, you know, Benedict and I went to the park this weekend. First of all, what kind of fucking name is that for a dog? Benedict. It's not a dog name. But more importantly, they might think that it's an actual person and not a dog. Now, the best dog name I ever heard, Defer. Guy I knew had a dog named Defer. And I said to him, Defer, what the hell kind of name is that? He said, it's perfect. It's Defer Dog. Brilliant. Give your dog a dog name. But anyway, it's too late. You've already given the dog some kind of fucked up name. Now, if you're walking around and you're carrying the dog around in a $400 purse and you're covered in designer shit, your average man is thinking, there's no way on God's green earth I will ever be able to afford that woman. Because in the back of his mind, that's what he's thinking. He's looking at you, and no matter how hot you are, he has to do the basic financial calculus of how long could I afford to keep this woman and her dog around? And if the shit is too fancy and too fucked up and too ridiculous, he's not going to bother. We can also see the way you treat the dog. And this is especially true when you dress the dog up. And worse yet, if you're, oh God, I can't even barely fucking say it. God, don't, oh, fuck. If, I don't know, man, if you're one of these fucking weed-smoking West Coast hipsters, you're wearing plaid, you got the toque, for God fucking sake, for the love of all that's holy, don't put your dog in a matching fucking suit, especially if it's a boy goddamn dog. There, I said it. Don't do it. It looks fucked up. It fucks up the men around, and it fucks up the dog, and we just feel sorry for the dog. And furthermore, some of you treat the dogs so much like your children that you put your own dietary constraints on the dog. Dogs are not meant to be vegetarians, okay? You're dealing with an animal that likes to eat shit. It's okay with meat. It's fine. And I don't care what the fuck you tell me, how you try to convince me, your fucking dog Benedict is not gluten intolerant. It's not happening. It's a dog. It doesn't happen to dogs. All right? Do not treat your dog like a surrogate child. Now, there's a dog in my neighborhood, and where I was living, I used to leave the door open, and so I had the door to my place open, and the door of the building was open, and the dog came running in, and the owner came in after, all apologetic and everything like that, and the dog was always happy to see me, and the dog was happy to see me because I could see when the dog came running that he had this look just like, man, Fucking save me, man. She's not letting me be a dog. For God's sake, she's fucking dressing me up. She's feeding me this crap. Please, for God's sake, just give me a piece of bacon, a piece of raw meat, and take this shit off me, for Christ's sake. I can tell. And I felt badly for the dog, and so I'd pet the dog and play with the dog. But we're talking, and the dog starts to drag itself in a circle. And basically, it just drops its ass on the ground, and it's scooching itself. It's dragging its ass behind itself in a circle, you know, using its front paws to kind of push the back, to pull the back half along with it. And I said to the dog's owner, I said, what's wrong with the dog? And she said, I don't know. I said, what are you doing to the dog? And I already knew that, you know, she had special blankets for the dog and stuff like that on the bed. And she said, well, I don't know, you know, I mean, I give him a bath. I said, well, how often do you give him a bath? I said, well, today, you know, I gave him a bath, three times, and I clipped the hair around his bum hole because he gets little things. And I said, look, let's call her Dolores. I said, Dolores, you cannot wash a dog three times a day. You can't do it. It'd be like you taking a hot shower three times a day. You wash off all the oils and everything out of the dog's fur that help to protect his skin. And as far as the dingleberries, it's okay to cut the dingleberries, but you can't be scrubbing the dog's butthole. That's why the dog is dragging itself around in a circle right now. It's because the dog's butthole is irritated. And you wouldn't want that to happen to you. Imagine if I took a wire whisk to your butthole. You wouldn't be happy about that, now would you? I have never wished so badly for a dog to be able to speak English in my fucking life. I really wish that dog could tell Dolores just to stop fucking with him and just let him be a dog.
This has been Paul Proteus with another episode of Why You Don't Have a Man. I'll see you next time, and don't forget to hit the like and subscribe buttons.